Welcome to The Shift, a program dedicated to living a healthier life. Now, here is your host, Dr. Annette Hazzalone.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me today for The Shift. It's been an absolutely phenomenal week and interesting as well, because there's been some crazy stuff going on in our government regarding our health. That's right. And if you've been watching the news, it's been one of the main topics of all the media. And even CNN has gone on to say that this is not good. And they're very liberal in their point of view. However, if you watch on YouTube, there's some CNN reports and things like that that are all against this because it's unconstitutional. The Obama administration is saying, well, we plan on defending the constitutionality of this legislation and touting the fact that federal law supersedes state law. Federal law cannot supersede state law when there is a law that is unconstitutional. And we'll get to talking about what the states are doing, but there's a big resistance movement going on right now. Pelosi, when she went into office, she said it was going to be the most transparent office ever. Well, that was a big fat lie, because right now, as we've seen in the news, that Nancy Pelosi and all of those people who went against our will, we the people that voted them to represent our will, they're in behind closed doors doing the reconciliation of the House and Senate bills for this health care reform. What comes out of there, ladies and gentlemen, is going to scare you. But they're behind closed doors. There's no transparency. They got too much flack over what the people knew about on this past little faux pas that they pulled, which President Obama signed into law. It's not law if it's illegal, right? I think so. And there's an article on Forbes. It says, Resisting Obamacare, Gandhi style. And this was, I don't see the date. Well, I'll post it up on drannette.com so you can read it yourself. But it says, quote, President Barack Obama came into office promising hope and change, but he might get more change than he'd hoped for. By foisting Obamacare on a deeply unwilling country, he might have set the stage for a largest civil disobedience movement since the civil rights era, which, if it plays its cards right, could undo his legislation and his legacy. You know, and if you've been watching what these people are saying, Pelosi, Obama, Biden, they're all talking about the historic signing of this Obamacare Act and historic this and that. It's all about their ego, glory, and money. Their money. They get the money, because the only people that make money and have money in a social society is the people on top. And how fair is that? Not. That's why we're supposed to be a republic. This article goes on to say President Obama is betting that come November, the bruising year-long battle that he has just dragged the country through will be a distant memory, but the profoundly underestimates the dismay of a large segment of the public that sees what he signed Tuesday as a fraudulent piece of legislation based on fraudulent thinking backed by fraudulent facts enacted through a fraudulent process. Yes, Americans do care about process, Mr. President. It is another name for representative government. Now, you know, President Obama's tried for, well, over a year to convince us that the cure for the rising health care costs and stuff like that is for government takeover. Well, this is a hostile takeover of our country by a bunch of socialists. And there was this one lady who likened what's happening in our country right now to Nazi Germany. And if you look at the history books, it might sound offensive, but if you look at the history books, there is huge correlations. Kicking parents out of the educational process for kids in school. Yeah, it's happening everywhere. people are coming out with this entitlement attitude. They expect the government to take care of it. They had this really weird idea that government is this big thing out there that has all kinds of money of its own. No, ladies and gentlemen, that money is our money. That is money that has been taken from us illegally through the IRS. And I got to tell you, it scares me to know that there's like $10 billion going to the IRS out of this healthcare bill if we don't turn it around to enforce it. Now, they're relying on the supposed constitutionality of the commerce section of the powers of the federal government. Well, inside that commerce section, it doesn't say anything about forcing the people to purchase a product that they don't want. Well, this law is unconstitutional because it is forcing the American people to purchase a product that they do not want. We don't want it. And if you don't, stiff tax penalties. So they got to give a lot of money to the IRS to fund their enforcement. How many people really want the IRS to have more power to come and take whatever they want from you? Your hard-earned money, your home, whatever, because you don't want to participate in an insurance scam. It's the biggest scam on the planet. And we have to stand up, ladies and gentlemen. We have to resist. Yeah, they're going to do this nuclear option of reconciliation to square the House and Senate bills behind closed doors. This option will allow the Senate to circumvent the committee process, which is normal for our government, to make fixes to the House bill through a simple majority without risking any filibuster. But it was only reconciliation meant for budgetary matters, not ramrodding, sweeping social legislation down party lines. And that is just horrible. I think that we all should resist. I think we should say no. We won't do it. We should go out and protest. Protest, ladies and gentlemen. We won't do it. I don't want to participate in that. Now, President Obama has been quoting Mahatma Gandhi many, many times. And his favorite one is, quote, "We should be the change we want to see," end quote. But remember, Gandhi also said that, quote, "Civil disobedience becomes a sacred duty when the state has become lawless and corrupt," end quote. I think we should use that one as our protest mantra. We understand that we are getting the dirty end of the stick, so to speak, and it's going to take us at the grassroots level getting together and going for a civil disobedience movement or, protests or something strong enough to undo the monstrosity. Now, I know that this has been signed into law, but I still want to play We the People for you one more time from Ray Stevens. RayStevens.com is where you go and check out what he's up to. RayStevens.com. You can get this single on Amazon or at RayStevens.com. And you can also listen to it on YouTube. Check out the album as it's coming out. You want to stay tuned after the break because we'll be talking more about the resistance movements and what the states are doing. So we'll be back in just a moment. Listen to this wonderful song by Ray Stevens.
It's gonna be a big heartbreaker. Grandma needs a new pacemaker. And the doctor says, I realize she's ill. But there's talk of legislation on all our medication. And maybe all we can do is put her on a pain pill. Oh, me. Hey, Congress, you vote Obamacare. We'll vote you out of there. We the people, have awakened to your tricks.
You vote, let this pass, you'd be out on your...
Cause we the people have awakened. And to put it in words you might understand, if you had the common sense that God gave a billy goat, you'd no doubt notice that your constituents, the electorate, that's us voters, are on to your pork barrel special interest tax and spend scam. Or to put it more succinctly, we've heard from Hannity, Beck, and Limbaugh what you got in mind for Grandma. And we found this O'Reilly fella on Fox. We're kind of like Joe the plumber, and when we crunch the numbers, it all adds up to voting you out at the ballot box.
You vote Obamacare, we're gonna vote you out of there. We the people have awakened to your tricks. You vote to let this pass, you're gonna be out on your...
Cause we the people have awakened. And to put it mildly, we're harboring feelings of extreme alienation due to copious amounts of horse manure that have been shoveled out of the White House and the Capitol building, and we sense that we are being royally defecated upon. Yeah, we're getting the impression that you think we are not relevant to these proceedings and dismissing our input into the situation.
And please tell Nancy Pelosi we're gonna do the hokey pokey, put the right ones in, pull the left ones out. Vote you out of there. We the people
have awakened to your tricks.
You vote to let this pass, you're gonna be out on your...
Yeah, we the people have awakened. And you might want to start looking for another line of work. How about the medical profession? Yeah, they're gonna need everybody they can get that'll put up with the red tape and the pay cut. Hey, why don't you kill every last job, tax every last penny, and infringe on every last God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Cause let me tell you, ain't nobody happy with you.
We the people
have awakened, and it occurs to me that you might really like it down in Venezuela.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. Five different health packs are available. For example, the Blood Sugar Support Pack, which contains Metagenics Wellness Essentials Blood Sugar Support for healthy blood sugar and total body nutrition, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, 32-ounce VCZ, and 16-ounce Chromium, all for just $183.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All five items, a $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Annette.com.
All right, we're back from the break. Remember to give Elemental Research a call. They're keeping those health packs at last year's prices, because we understand how tough the economy is. And, you know, it's getting worse, not better. So that should be some kind of indicator of how untruthful President Obama has been. All righty. Well, we were talking about the resisting Obamacare. But let's take a look at what the states are doing. In a response from the Justice Department issued a statement pledging to, quote, vigorously defend, end quote, the constitutionality of Obamacare. They said that they're confident that the statute is constitutional and will prevail in court. However, I don't believe so, because if you read the powers of the federal government, it does not have the power to do what it's trying to do. The pushback goes beyond the courts, though. There are 36, I think, or 38 states, but let's go with 36, that have proposed measures to challenge the constitutionality of this new federal law. And 29 states are also calling for ballot questions to amend their own constitutions. And 13 are looking to change their state laws. Some of these states are doing both. That's pretty cool. Now, most states are seeking to prevent their residents, that's us, from having to participate in this illegal law. Yeah. Some of the other places are going into court, 12 of them, right? There was Florida, the Attorney General from Florida took for representing himself, his state of Florida and 12 other states and filed lawsuit minutes after Obama signed this legislation. And Arizona is proposing to block the individual mandate that's passed both legislative chambers. A Utah proposal that requires state permission to enact provisions of the federal law has also passed both chambers. And a similar measure in Virginia and Idaho have passed one chamber. In Tennessee and Georgia, the resolutions on state constitutional amendments have been advanced in Florida and Missouri. So there's all kinds of stuff going on. The state legislators are saying if we had anything to say about this, it would never have seen the light of day. Now there's an article on PR Newswire that state legislators' last line of defense against Obamacare says 38 states poised to stop federal mandate at the state line. March 22nd, it says, today the American Legislative Exchange Council is accelerating its nationwide effort to block the federal requirement to purchase health insurance, a key component of the health reform bill passed by Congress. 38 states have either filed or announced their intention to file. Right. This is American Legislative Exchange Council. They have a Freedom of Choice in Healthcare Act that they're trying to get up. So if you have a chance to take a look at that, Freedom of Choice in Healthcare Act that the American Legislative Exchange Council has put out there, we all should carefully read all of this stuff. They say that this legislation is supposedly will ensure the patient's right to pay directly for medical care and prohibit any individual from being penalized for not purchasing health insurance. Me, myself, I don't have health insurance. I take good care of myself. I eat right, exercise, take my supplements, drink lots of water, and I don't need to go and see a health care practitioner, medical doctor, all the time and have huge medical bills. And so I choose not to have health insurance, but that's my right of choice, don't you think? How about that? They want to come over to me and tell me, well, Annette, you know, you have to have this health insurance or we're going to take money from you. We're going to penalize you. What? Wait a second. I thought I lived in the United States of America. Well, there's this really cute story on naturalnews.com by Mike Adams. It's a satire. It's a fictional story. News story. It's fictional. It says that it depicts one possible future under an American medical dictatorship. And that's what we're looking at, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm going to read part of it to you, and it's really fun. It goes to say, taking aim at the growing spread of obedience defiance disorder, also known as ODD, a mental disease striking both children and adults. Massachusetts health authorities have joined with the state legislature to make ODD vaccine mandatory across the state beginning this Thursday. ODD is a serious health or disorder that causes people to act in defiance of authority figures. Symptoms of ODD include disobeying public school teachers, refusing to take vaccine shots, and engaging in homeschooling activities. The American Psychiatric Association has called ODD a modern pandemic that has destroyed the lives of tens of millions of Americans who currently lack treatment. And you should go and check this article out. It's on naturalnews.com. And I thought it was really funny. It says, here's a section of it. It says, parents who resist having their children vaccinated are, of course, suffering from ODD themselves and will also receive mandatory treatment. We will have law enforcement officials standing by, ready to go door to door to administer this medicine to all the children across the state who need treatment. And I'll bet you diamonds to donuts, that would mean everyone. Remember, that was a satire. It was from naturalnews.com. The health ranger, Mike Adams, he's very funny. He's got some good stuff out there. Anyway, we're looking at this. It's a fiasco. I mean, how do they expect us, the people, to just lie down and take this as, you know, the truth? Oh, it's because we said it's the truth, it's that you should believe it. Remember, don't take authority as the truth. Take the truth as authority. And the truth is, there is no law in America inside the Constitution that allows the federal government to force us, the people, to go out and buy a product that we don't want. They're going to try to convince you of that, but don't listen. Because it's a bunch of balderdash. That's right. Balderdash. I love that word. So there's a lot of people talking about this civil disobedience, and that is nonviolent. I think it would be a good idea. Taking the pages from the liberals back in the 60s. Yeah. Protesting, saying, no, we don't want this. So I believe that we can turn this around. We have the people that really care about us that are filing lawsuits, and it's going to get to the Supreme Court. And I think we, the people, should get together and find those constitutional attorneys that want to file some of those class action lawsuits against the current administration. Yeah, I think we'd all like to sign in on that. Let's sue them for it. Say no. You cannot force us. So if we can get some protests and civil lawsuits going on where we have class action lawsuits against the government for trying to change our Constitution and the very fiber of our country, we should get out there and do something about it. Remember, it's we the people. Yeah, for the people. We're supposed to be the government. The only thing that the federals are supposed to do is to carry out what we the people want. Since when did it change? We've been asleep for too long, ladies and gentlemen. And see what happens when we are sleeping for too long? When the cat's away, the mice will play. Well, the mice are in power right now. And we're getting the bejesus kind of beaten out of us. So we better get up and say something about it, or we're going to be stuck with it. And I, for one, really don't want to get stuck with this. So remember, you can go to drannette.com. Remember to spell it all out, drannette.com. And you can check out all the links that are going to be posted there. So take charge. Take charge. Take good care of yourself. Eat right. Take your supplements. Exercise. Drink lots of clean water. You'll be amazed at how healthy you'll be. Take control of your surroundings. Don't just sit down and let them walk all over you, because, it's us that has to stand up. Now, there was this funny thing I got in Gmail that, you got to hear it. It says, over 5,000 years ago, Moses said to the children of Israel, pick up your shovel, mount your horses and camels, and I will lead you to the promised land. Nearly 75 years ago, Roosevelt said, lay down your shovels, sit on your butts, or sit on your horses, or your butts. I should have changed that. Anyway, and light up a camel. This is the promised land. Now, Obama has stolen your shovel, taxed your butts, raised the right price of camels, and mortgaged the promised land. Furthermore, I was so depressed last night thinking about healthcare plans, the economy, the wars, lost jobs, savings, Social Security, retirement funds, and all that. I called Lifeline, the suicide helpline. Got a call center in Pakistan. I told them I was suicidal. They got all excited and asked if I could drive a truck. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't do something, we're going to be stuck with this. And it's time to resist. Let's take a page out of their books and go out there and protest, take action. Because if we don't, nothing will happen. They'll just walk right over the top of us. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of having tire prints on my shirts where they have run right over the top of me over and over again. Our freedoms are God-given rights of humans to go out and, you know, live and pursue happiness. It was liberty. Not to be under an oppressive dictatorship is where Mr. Obama would like to be, along with Pelosi and Biden in tow. All right, once again, go to drannette.com and make sure that you check out all those links. There's all kinds of really cool information there so that you can become informed yourself, because these are my opinions. Form your own opinions and read past the first three lines. There's a lot more substance to this stuff, so you need to read all of it. Anyway, I will talk to you again next week. Remember to send me emails through drannette.com. Let me know what you, the listener, want to hear about. Have a healthy and happy week. Talk to you next week.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. 5 different health packs are available. For example, for general wellness, the Wellness Essentials Pack, which contains a 1-month supply of Metagenics Wellness Essentials Daily Nutritional Support, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, BCZ, and Silver, all for just $169.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All 5 items, a $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer, so visit drannette.com today. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Annette.com.
Elemental Research sponsors The Shift each week at this time with Dr. Annette Hazzalone. Tune in for a further discussion of living a healthier life again next weekend at this same time on KTW. Your announcer is Ron Harris. This is LBS, the Liberty Broadcasting System.